For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. The Commonwealth's shrinking juvenile prison population and Charlottesville's court battle over removing the statue of Robert E. Lee. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, August 29th. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu. Each year, Virginia spends $187,000 to imprison and educate just one child. The high cost and high population has led to bipartisan support for restructuring the juvenile justice system. Governor Terry McAuliffe touted the state's success at a conference yesterday, as Mallory Nopain reports.
Speaking at a forum on criminal justice reform, Governor Terry McAuliffe celebrated Virginia's rapidly shrinking juvenile prison population.
I am proud to say that our population of incarcerated youth has been cut now by two-thirds, from nearly 600 to just over 200 today.
Virginia is currently restructuring its juvenile justice system. Savings from reducing the population size will allow the state to transfer remaining inmates from two large facilities to smaller community-based centers. The state has also been paying for families to visit their children in jail.
All of these steps will help us strike the right balance between public safety, cost-effectiveness, and rehabilitation. And they support our ultimate goal of giving these kids a shot at a better life when they leave.
McAuliffe's speech at the Brookings Institution came just after he attended a family day at the Bonaire Correctional Center outside of Richmond. It's Virginia's last remaining maximum security prison for children. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Charlottesville city officials will be back in court this week as part of their ongoing effort to remove the controversial statue of Robert E. Lee. But as Michael Pope reports, they now have a new advocate in their corner.
Virginia imposes all kinds of restrictions on local governments. Take removing Confederate statues. The courts are still trying to figure out if Charlottesville has the legal authority to remove that now infamous statue of Robert E. Lee. Now, city officials have a new advocate. Attorney General Mark Herring is issuing an advisory opinion saying he believes city officials can remove many of those old statues. Micah Swartzman is a law professor at the University of Virginia.
I don't think it's clear that the state court will be bound by it. That state court judge may continue to interpret the law as he has before, although I think he shouldn't. I think the attorney general's view is persuasive.
Herring's advisory opinion says the law protecting war memorials does not apply to most of those Confederate statues because they were erected before the law was adopted in the 1990s. Legal expert Rich Kelsey says that logic is suspect.
I think it's a little hocus pocus to focus on a piece of the statute and suggest that somehow this only applies to statues to be erected.
The outcome of the Charlottesville case may end up having broad consequences as local governments across Virginia consider removing their own Confederate statues and memorials. I'm Michael Pope.
Learn more about today's stories on our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.